story. This is conceptual. Characters in general. I'm looking at this Fair Lady musical, and it is quite fascinating. Something, the scenario, the setting, is kind of semi on the stage arrangement. Kind of I don't know what to call it, but if in our story here we can make a little bit of that. I'm not here at this scene where Eliza's father, a ruffian with a good heart, is there in the street, and there's someone living in every little basement and hole, and you're a little like when you're in India, Calcutta, walking down the streets. I remember back then, at least, it's as if every part of the sidewalk has a resident or a family living over there on a carpet, and homeless people are just an ordinary part of the city. So, but what we have here then is that each one of those people, and I think we could translate this to old age here and everywhere, where people worked, lived together more personally in the countryside, and of course then in the cities, where it became less personal eventually. But that personalness is what I want to show and have here, because back then, and in such situations also, it can be, when you don't have much, you cannot hide in a fine luxury house or apartment and sit there, watch TV. You're out there on the street trying to get some food for today, get a little money from some little work, and just get day successfully done. And there are all these other people, and some are good, some are bad, and some are this way, some are that way, but you know them by name. And well, over there in the other block there are these people who are not our friends, and you know, these relationships between all these individuals in the neighborhood, street block, or on the street, or whatever, you could say that all they have really is each other. And that's where life is going on, and the dealings between these people, that character over there and the other character over there, and today he did that and she did that and said that, and ooh, and I need new shoes, and can you fix it, and that kind of and I want to have that somewhere in our story. And what I think I mean with that is to have colorful characters who interact in interesting ways. And, you know, that character lives over there under that, and that other one lives up there in that little house. And the places and the characters, the people living there, should be clear and just be here in the story, which is a world where these people, living beings, live. And he lives over there, she lives over there, and we know their homes now. It looks like this over there, and the other person looks like that. If we can make it this way, and this is how I like to make it, you know, really develop characters, you know, their homes and how they decorate their homes and what they can afford and where, and that other person living over there, where do they ever meet and how do they meet? Just which is, of course, what we find here. I mean, here am I, and there are characters in this house that speak to sometimes, and someone lives in there in that little hole, and someone lives over there, and someone is nice, someone is not. Some are young, some are old. And I think that especially in the Krishna gang there in the happiest part, we can really show that, how it became like that. But we can show it all the way through, because they still live a little bit like that. And the Maria gang, those awares, they're a bit like that too. I mean, there's some kind of among those youngsters, there's some kind of, how to say, wave passing through their generation, similar to the 70s. Communal living and doing things together and personalism, that kind of thing. So personalism could be the philosophy of the awares, because it's really the summum bonum, the essence of what it means to be fully aware. You're aware of your true personality and the personality of others, real persons, and the personality of God, Goddess and God, and our relationships. So it's really about that. And that should be at the core of this story.